Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast for June 27th, 2008. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. This week, I have my feet back on the ground as I take a break from all of my adventures and go back into the recording studio to bring you the health news the old-fashioned way, with just a microphone and my notes. But don't worry, I think my next adventure, I'll be bringing you the news while I'm skydiving. I wonder who's going to hold the teleprompter. Anyway, here's the news. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a directive that orders the Pentagon to make chiropractic care a standard benefit for all active-duty military personnel. The legislation is contained in H.R. 5658, a bill authorizing defense programs in fiscal year 2009, and is based in part on recommendations from the American Chiropractic Association and the Association of Chiropractic Colleges. H.R. 5658 is a bipartisan bill that explicitly states that chiropractic is an integral component of the Pentagon's healthcare delivery system, and it is the Armed Services Committee's intention that this language will increase access to chiropractic care at most facilities worldwide. This is great news that more of our fighting men and women will get the care they so much deserve. According to the New York Times, most U.S. medical schools do not adequately limit gifts and payments they receive from pharmaceutical companies to doctors and the students. Only 7 schools of those looked at had a good conflict of interest policy and received a grade of A. 15 schools received a grade of F. 29 did not even respond to the request for information, and 28 medical schools said they had to revise their policy before they would even submit. So let me see if I have this straight. Big Pharma gives some universities, some doctors, and some students money under the table, of which very few report, and we're supposed to believe that the research from these universities is open and honest, and we should feel comfortable about taking all of these medications? I don't know about you, but I think I'm having a conflict of interest on this policy. And talking about conflicts, when we come back, we'll talk about the conflict between pregnancy, breastfeeding, and using prescription drugs, and what you have been told about mercury in your fillings and what you really need to know.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
On average, women in the United States take 3 to 5 medications when they are pregnant, and more than 90% of women who are breastfeeding take medications during the first week after delivery. The conflict is that most doctors are prescribing or recommending these medications based on a labeling system that is 30 years old. 60% of all these drugs fall into the Category C class, which means they have been shown to cause harm to animals or have never even been tested on animals. Now here is the amazing part. The FDA has been working on revising the system for the last 11 years, and it is still not ready for prime time. However, when it is ready, they are going to give the pharmaceutical industry 5 years to comply. Amazing! Is anyone seeing a conflict of interest here, similar to the university conflict we mentioned earlier, or is it just me? And finally, remember how for years the FDA has told us that those mercury fillings in your mouth are perfectly safe? Well, it seems that all it took were several consumer advocacy groups and a lawsuit to get them to finally admit they may not have been totally forthcoming. While the FDA previously said various studies showed no harm from mercury fillings, they have finally changed their tune. linked to everything from brain damage to multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's, the FDA will probably require labeling to indicate that special populations like nursing mothers, pregnant women, young children, and those with compromised immune systems be exempt from these fillings. Talk about pulling teeth! And as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The human heart creates enough pressure to squirt blood 30 feet. No wonder you can feel your heartbeat so easily. Pumping blood through your body quickly and efficiently takes quite a bit of pressure, resulting in the strong contractions of the heart and the thick walls of the ventricles which push blood to the body. The only part of the health news show today that did not have any conflicts is just how amazing you are. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.